This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early spring and the fourth week of the flowering moss moon, the third week of the sun in fertile Pisces, and the 15th week of the year in nature. More and more things are happening now. The plot of the story of March becoming more and more apparent as the month comes towards its climax. Bright aconites and snowdrops and snow crocus have reached full bloom. Hyacinths and daffodils and tulips and pushkinias are inching up, sometimes budding, sometimes opening in the sun. The robins mate in earnest before sunrise now. Bluebirds and killdeer and mockingbirds appear in the woods and fields. Cardinals and red-winged blackbirds have set their territories and defend them with song. Grackles explore the woods and shrubs, their firm clucks marking their pathways. Nuthatches court and towhees court. Geese and ducks pair up along the waterways. Goldfinches are half gold and will be full gold when the daffodils flower. Flies hatch in the sun. Mosquitoes look for blood and ants build their habitats in sidewalk cracks. Chipmunks venture out in the woodpiles and stone fences, and grass snakes bask in the first warm days. Lilacs and raspberries and multiflora roses and privets and mock orange shrubs are leafing out, joining the precocious honeysuckles. Pollen forms on the pussy willows. Toads and frogs emerge from their winter dens, and worms, pulled from their soil by the rains, get lost on driveways and roads. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of early spring, the first week of the cabbage butterfly moon, and the fourth week of the sun in Pisces. In the meantime, see how many of these spring signs that you can find. If you come across just one, you know the others are happening too.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.